Mitterrand will be talking to the French television in a few hours, I'm told. And so I think at this point what we do is simply watch the situation unfold, and we state and restate our principles, and we'll see where matters go. It's all still unfolding, yeah.
Mr. President, you know Ganayev. You actually met him at the airport the last time you were in Moscow. What do you make of him? What does your gut tell you about him?
Well, my gut instinct was that he has a certain commitment to reform. The book on it so far has been something to the contrary. But I think it's not he that is calling the shots. And you see some of the other individuals involved. They have been real hardliners. One of the reasons that we have conducted our policy the way we have is to encourage reform and democracy. And I've said over and over again that we did not want to see a coup backed by the KGB and the military, and apparently that is what is underway. I think it's also important to know that coups can fail. They can take over at first, and then they run up against the will of the people. So it's too early to say, but let's hope that Yanayev, when he made his statement, was speaking from conviction. His statement being that this will not mean setting back, as I understand it, setting back reform and commitment to go forward.
Are you going to stop the process of economic cooperation? That's going to
aid or assistance. When you have this kind of extra-constitutional action taken by a handful of people backed up by the military there. We know most of these people that are involved in all of this, and this is a fairly hard line, a very hard line group that have elected to take matters into their own hands. But what hasn't been heard from yet are the people in the Soviet Union.
You said the economic aid was on hold. What about the START Treaty? Will you hold back on that as well?
No. The treaties are in the interest of the United States, clearly, and they have said that all treaties will be abided by, and that's good. We don't want to go back to the Cold War days, and we're not going to do that. This is a very frustrating and unconstructive step, but we're not going to go back to that. We're not going to go back to seeing Europe as it used to be, with Soviet forces into all through Eastern Europe. And so we're not trying to go back to square one. What we're trying to do is say, let the situation clear up, but adhere to certain fundamental principles.
People who seem most vulnerable at this point are probably the Republican leaders. Is there anything that the U.S. or the West can do to help the Republics from being pulled back in by a military?
Very little that we can do right now, except to reiterate what I've said here. That we will support those who adhere to these principles, democratic principles, and that includes reform and perestroika and glasnost, as they're referred to. But we are going to watch this situation unfold, and if we see ways to be helpful, of course we will be. But we're dealing with a situation that at best is murky at this point. And is very disturbing at this point.
Sir, could you just give us a detail or two on when you learned of this, how late you stayed up on it, how early you got up?
Well, I learned about it last night around, 11:50 or 12 o'clock or something like that. And then I talked the Situation Room early this morning, been talking to General Scowcroft all from the early hours on, five on. And the question is, what can you do, Britt? Is it show business, or should we really spell out these principles? And I know there's a lot of, I've heard some of the commentators telling me how I ought to conduct this business, but my mind goes back to how it was a year ago in another very troubling international situation. So we will follow it closely. We will conduct ourselves appropriately, be in touch with these foreign leaders, act with them to do whatever we can do to further to keep the reforms going forward. And it's not a time for flamboyance or show business or posturing on the part of any country, certainly the United States. We have disproportionate responsibilities in handling these matters with confidence and in a cool and, I think, informed way. And we're still gathering a great deal of information.